The Republican effort to replace the Affordable Care Act failed in part because of the changes they wanted to make to Medicaid. The proposal would have cut federal spending on the program by a third. Opposition came from all sides, Republican governors, the American Medical Association, not to mention the many lobbyists knocking on the doors of lawmakers on Capitol Hill. NPR's Allison Kojak spent the day with one Medicaid supporter, an 11-year-old, speaking on behalf of the Children's Hospital Association.
Medicaid is what?
A health insurance.
Health insurance that does what?
It pays for you to see the doctor.
Tamaya McCullough fidgets in front of a mirror in her hotel room as her mom, Susie Pitts, puts the final touches on her hair and nervously drills her on what she's going to say.
If you kind of cap Medicaid, there is no
guarantee that you get the consistent.
It's a big day for this petite 11-year-old who's wearing the tiara she won when she was named Miss Preteen South Carolina. She and her family are in Washington, D.C. for the first time, and they're about to meet some members of Congress. Their mission?
Yes.
To convince those lawmakers to say no to cutting Medicaid.
She's had two surgeries, 45 blood transfusions, over 49 hospitalizations, and Medicaid is what pays it.
That's because Tamaya has sickle cell anemia, a genetic disease where her red blood cells can't carry oxygen. The episodes can be painful, and the disease can be fatal.
This last previous time, she was fine. She was having fun. She was dancing.
And at that point, it started in my left leg, and my leg was swollen. And it feels like a knife is just stabbing me out and in.
And she'll start screaming. And it's a scream that I wish upon no one to hear.
It's because of these episodes that Tamaya is considered disabled, which qualifies her for Medicaid. And her message for the congressman?
Medicaid is very special to me, and I want to live for the rest of my life. And
I pray that they understand the importance, because it's her life that they're dealing with. I always ask this question, what would you do if it was your child?
Later, Tamaya heads to Capitol Hill. She's got a small entourage, including a lobbyist from the Medical University of South Carolina, where she gets her care. By the time they arrive at the Rayburn House office building, she's pretty excited.
Sam Rayburn. Hi, Mr. Rayburn.
She heads upstairs to her first meeting with Republican Congressman Mark Sanford. As we approach Sanford's office, a woman walks out.
Oh, are you from South Carolina?
Yes, I am.
Oh my goodness, you look so pretty. I love your crown.
Thank you.
And now it's time to meet the congressman.
I'm going to pray before we go in there. Always pray.
So this is the star of the show. This is Maya. Come on in.
Maya sits down on a little couch beside Representative Sanford, and she's off.
I really need Medicaid because it pays for my medical equipment, my checkups, to need to see the doctor, and be hospitalized. So please do not cut Medicaid or cap, because it's very important to me.
Sanford tries to assure Maya he's on her side.
I hear you loud and clear on the Medicaid front. Now, don't make me cry. I'm a little emotional this week. My mom died, and so I'm going to start crying with you if you start crying.
Then he talks about spending priorities and budgets. Maya looks straight ahead. A single tear rolls down her cheek. Her mom, Susie, leans in.
What if it was you?
Mm-hmm.
Or if it was your loved one, what would you do?
Sanford assures them that he wants to protect Medicaid for children like Maya. Then he's called away to the House floor.
I mean, we just happen to get unlucky with our timing here, but when there's a vote, there's a vote. But I want to continue.
Great job. Thank you.
Maya and her entourage head to the next office. They'll have four meetings this day where they'll hear about reimbursement rates and the proper role of government. By the end, Maya is tired and riding in a wheelchair. Susie, though, she refuses to be intimidated by the politics or the jargon. She's geared up for another full day on Capitol Hill.
Looking forward to it. I'm ready.
Allison Kojak, NPR News, Washington.
You want to walk?
Yeah, I'll walk.